Environmental Analysis, Chapter 11, Final Chapter, A Strategy for Planning. Objectives. Upon completion of this chapter, you will be able to write the key verse for memory, identify two natural examples which illustrate how believers are to influence their environments spiritually, define the word purpose, define the word plan, define the word objectives, list five steps of effective planning. The key verse is, "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid." Matthew 5:14. Introduction. The lessons in this course have guided you through various types of environmental analysis. You have learned how to analyze your personal environment and that of people groups, areas, nations, regions, and organizations. These lessons emphasize that analyzing the environment is not enough in itself. You must use the results of your analysis for the purpose of spreading the gospel. In the natural world, you can study a field of ripening grain to determine its type and the best methods of harvest. But unless you apply what you learn, unless you actually reap the harvest, the precious grain will rot in the fields. The same is true in the spiritual world, affecting the environment. As believers, we are to affect the sinful environment of the world in which we live by being as salt and light. Jesus said he was the light of the world. "I have come as a light into the world, that whosoever believeth on me should not abide in darkness." John 12:46. What an impact the light of Jesus had on the world. His light showed the way from life in the darkness of sin to the glorious light of salvation. "For God, who commanded the light to shine out of darkness, hath shined in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ." 2 Corinthians 4:6. Jesus said believers were also to serve as lights of the world. "Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it giveth light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." Matthew 5:14-16. In the natural world, a light enables people to see in the darkness. It guides them along the road as they travel. It enables them to accomplish their work. People read, learn, and study by light. In the spiritual world, believers are to serve purposes similar to that of natural light. We are to shine in the sinful environment around us, making it possible for people who are lost in the darkness of sin to see their way home to salvation in Jesus Christ. Your spiritual light should enable believers around you to accomplish their ministry. People should be challenged to study and learn of God because of the glow of your spiritual lights. Jesus also said a believer was to be like salt. "Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt have lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men." Matthew 5:13. In the natural world, salt is used to provide flavor to food and to preserve it from decay. It also cleanses infection from wounds. In the spiritual world, you are to serve purposes similar to that of natural salt. You are to flavor, preserve, and cleanse the sinful environment around you. If you do not affect your environment, you are like the salt that has lost its flavor. You serve no purpose. By using the examples of light and salt, Jesus made it clear that believers were to be a positive influence in the world. We influence the environment to draw all men to the light of the gospel. The Bible is a book filled with stories of men and women of God who influence their environment like light and salt. Planning. A plan is a method or way of doing something. It is a strategy for carrying out actions. Planning for evangelism under the guidance of the Holy Spirit is a powerful tool. It changes visions to reality, desire to demonstration. It provides opportunity for God to guide you into more effective evangelism. When you plan, you prepare to do a work for God. Planning helps you determine what needs to be done and how to do it in order to fulfill His purposes. A strategy for planning. God has a strategy to reach each people group in the world. He has a strategy for each area, nation, and region. It is our responsibility to discover and implement that strategy. Here are some steps for planning which will help you accomplish God's purposes. Each of these are covered in detail in the Harvest Time International Institute course entitled Management by Objectives. Step 1. Prepare. The first step in achieving any purpose is to properly prepare by prayer and seeking God's will. Ask God to reveal His strategy for reaching a people group, area, nation, or region within the gospel. The preparations of the heart in man and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. Proverbs 16:1. You also prepare by analyzing the environment. Your purpose and plan will develop from this analysis. You must know the people, area, nation, and region in which you plan to minister. Use the skills you have developed in this course to analyze the environment. Step 2. Determine your purpose. Determine your purpose in God's plan for these people. A purpose is something you want to achieve. It is an end result, a goal for which you labor. Review the results of your environmental analysis. Ask God to reveal your specific purpose within His general plan to reach these people with the gospel. God's general purpose is that all people become one in Jesus through accepting the gospel. Having made known unto us the mystery of His will according to His good pleasure, which He hath purposed in Himself, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times He might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth, even in Him. Ephesians 1:9-10. It is God's plan to use the church to accomplish His purpose, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God according to the eternal purpose which He purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. Ephesians 3:10-11. The church is composed of all true believers. If the church is to accomplish its purpose, then each believer must identify and accomplish their individual purposes. God has a specific purpose for each believer, a way in which he can serve to spread the gospel. When you determine your purpose, you discover your part in God's plan. When God reveals his purpose to you, write it out. This is called a statement of purpose. It is not a statement of what you believe doctrinally. It is a statement describing the specific purpose of God for you in ministering in the environment you have analyzed. The statement of purpose of Harvest Time International Network is provided as an example in the appendix of this manual. The statement tells the specific purpose of this organization in the plan of God. Step 3. Plan. When you know your part in God's purpose, you must make a plan to fulfill it. You do this by setting objectives. Objectives are written plans which relate to the purpose of God which you want to achieve. State what is to be done. Identify who is to do it. Set a date by which it is to be done. If applicable, determine how much it will cost. Some plans can be accomplished without specific financial cost. It is a good idea to write out your plan. Each objective should be written in a way that you can determine whether or not it is accomplished. Step 4. Proceed. The Bible clearly teaches that faith without works is dead. See James chapter 2. This means that prayer, faith, and even planning will not be effective without action. Planning is for the purpose of action, not for the sake of planning itself. You must work to accomplish the objectives you set. Objectives must be communicated to others who will work with you. People must be trained in the skills needed, motivated, organized, and directed to accomplish the objectives. We are God's instruments to fulfill His purposes. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. Romans 6:13. As faith without works is dead, so is planning without action. Step 5. Perfect. When Jesus sent his disciples out to minister, They returned and reported the results. Jesus evaluated their ministry efforts. Evaluation is important for successful ministry. When you evaluate, you examine something carefully to determine its value. When you evaluate objectives, you determine their value in achieving God's purposes. You study the results of your ministry to determine if you achieved the plans you made. You evaluate how you succeeded and how you failed. Then you perfect the plans. You prayerfully consider the results of your evaluation to do further planning. Your purposes will always remain the same, but the plans for achieving that purpose will change. The environment will change, and you must adjust your plans. You must also eliminate objectives that did not contribute to achieving God's purposes and set new objectives and act on them. Your purpose will remain the same, but you will repeat the other four steps of the planning cycle over and over again as you labor to fulfill God's purpose. Prepare, plan, proceed, perfect. Always keep in mind your purpose. A purpose is like a spiritual vision. Without purpose, you will fail. Where there is no vision, the people perish. Proverbs 29:18. The study of planning. This lesson has presented only a brief introduction to the subject of planning. The next course in the Harvest Time International Institute series, Management by Objectives, provides detailed instruction on the subject. It teaches you to faithfully manage that which God has entrusted to your spiritual care. You can study the harvest field from now until Jesus comes, but unless you have a plan of harvest and fulfill that plan, the fields will never be reaped. For further study, study the lives of some of the great leaders in the Bible. How did they influence their environment? For examples, consider the lives of Joseph, Moses, Esther, Daniel, Nehemiah, Ezra, and other prophets, judges, and kings of Old Testament times. Study the life of Jesus and how it influenced the environment. Stephen, Paul, and Peter are other examples to study. Study further about Jesus and believers as lights of the world. Look into Matthew 4, verses 16, Matthew 5, verses 14 through 16, Matthew 6, 22 and 23, Luke 1, 79, Luke 2, 32, Luke 8, 16, Luke 11, 33, Luke 12, 35, Luke 15, 8, Philippians 2, 5, John 1, verses 4 through 9, John 3, 19 to 21, John 5, 35, John 8, 12, John 9, 5, John 11, verses 9 and 10, John 12, verses 35 through 46, Romans 13, 12, Ephesians 5, 8, 1 Thessalonians 5, 5, 1 Peter 2, 9, 2 Peter 1, 19, 1 John 1, 5 through 7, 1 John 2, verses 8 through 10, Revelation 21, 23. Ask yourself, how am I influencing my environment as light? Study further about believers being salt in the world. See Matthew 5, 13, Mark 9, 50, Luke 14, 34, Colossians 4, 6. Ask yourself, how am I influencing my environment as salt? Continue your study of planning with the Harvest International Institute course, Management by Objectives, which is the final course in the Organizing Study module. Now go to the appendix.